What's up, Feasters? Welcome back to another great episode of the Anime Feast. I'm Dominique, and with me, as always, we have the Grinch, Tuan.
What up? Yoi Otoshio. That's happy holidays in Japanese for you guys. Sorry okay, for the crude pronunciation.
I was going to 100% ask. I was like, what did he just say?
I didn't have my translator on.
Yeah. my Japanese is very minuscule, and that wasn't one of them.
I did have to look that one up, so.
And, of course, we also have Matthew.
What up, everybody? I would say I'm probably more Grinchy than Tuan. Tuan likes the holidays. I wait until about a week before I start listening to Christmas music.
Well, sorry. Tuan has on a Grinch sweater. He has the Grinch's calendar on, which is why he's the Grinch. But I do agree. I do agree, Matt. That I'm kind of the same way. I don't need the holiday music right now. I definitely wait for the Christmas tree to be put up.
But you only have like 1 month of, not even a whole month. So like, I am like a hard like, let's not put the Christmas tree up until December.
Yes.
But like, I definitely like to just spend December wallowing in the holidays, because I'm not going to want to hear that any other time of the year.
It's just, if the moment like after Thanksgiving ends is when Christmas starts, that's what bothers me. It's like, just give it a little more time. Just like, let me enjoy the rest of November.
You have the people that the moment Halloween ends, they're just like,
it's like, Christmas, oh, it's Christmas season. It's Christmas season. It's like, no, like that's way
Thanksgiving
too.
Thanksgiving is a whole ass holiday.
Also, fun fact, Christmas is almost a fall holiday.
Correct.
Because, what, the first day of winter doesn't even start until December 21st? Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Real close to being a fall holiday.
I guess, like, and then you can say St. Patrick's Day is more of a winter holiday than a spring holiday.
Wait, when is St. Patrick's Day?
It's in March.
I know, but it's, like, the 24th. It's in the teens.
No. Is it the teens?
Gosh. Alexa. What day is St. Patrick's Day? March 17th. It is a winter holiday.
So it's definitely a winter holiday. Yeah. Hey. It is. Well, guys, the reason we're talking about holidays is because today we are discussing holiday episodes in anime. There are a variety of episodes, and they aren't always focused specifically on holidays. They don't necessarily always go into the holiday, but it's always a festive. So either a festival or an actual celebration of some sort. But we're just going to, you know, dive into some of those, discuss some of them, you know, think of like the UA festival with Eri and that type of stuff, like good things that happen in anime.
Things that happen in anime. Holidays aren't always fun and joyous.
It's just weird because like Western shows, they definitely like there's almost not a TV show that doesn't do at least a holiday episode every season when it comes around this time of year. But for anime, unless it's really a driving plot point, they usually make a one-off special or something, just do something different. Like, was it like Pokemon? Like, it was, they released three different movies for everything. And then, I mean, maybe have one episode that was a holiday hijinks that we don't get to see that.
Holiday hijinks. Mm-hmm. That should be like a Christmas movie. Like, Matt, you're coming up with good ideas. Well, I'm coming up with a good idea.
That was an actual Pokemon. That was one of the episodes for Pokemon.
But that's like a great name for an episode, the Holiday Hijinks.
Hijinks, yeah.
Like, I imagine like some kids, like we could make an animated episode because there is an anime that's, you know, very Americanized, Neo Yokio. They had a holiday special. So, you know, it's definitely there. Sometimes it's more of an American thing, but Christmas is more of an American thing, but yeah, I definitely see holidays and anime as more of like a festival type episode. Like, there's always something festive. Maybe it's like more of a New Year's thing where everyone's in kimonos. You usually see fireworks. They're going to like a carnival type deal where you get nice, good food, walking around, playing games, winning prizes. You know, they'll usually write some type of letter to make a wish or say a prayer to your ancestors or something like that. But I always love seeing holidays in anime, at least festivals.
It's usually after, like, it's either like the start of, or it's like the celebration of something that just bad that just happened, or something that's about something bad that is about to happen. Because I'm not sure, have you guys seen Elf and
Because you were saying that, and something that came to mind was also on Tokyo Revengers, they celebrated the festival, and then the moment they were walking away from the festival was the whole big battle.
Yeah.
In the attack to kill dragons.
Because have you guys seen Elfin Lied before?
I haven't. I've just seen the, like, goriness that it has.
Yeah, it's goriness, and it's like, I mean, it's definitely a little weird with the, was it just one person always being exposed, and that's part of her power that just kills everybody, but that's, if once you get past that part, because, like, every time, like, because how she attains the powers, if I remember correctly, is, like, she was supposed to meet up with somebody who, like, everybody's treated her like shit her entire life, but when she finally met somebody, they were supposed to go to a festival together, but then he left the festival because they heard a monster was rampaging the town, who happened to turn out to be the girl. And it's supposed to be a happy celebration, too.
I mean, you've never been happy while some monster has been ravaging, like, the town and killing hundreds, if not thousands, of people?
That's the best time to celebrate.
Yeah.
Down with humanity. No. Woo, down, woo, yeah. Woo.
I mean, if you think about it from, like, the Earth's perspective, you're just cleaning up a bad mess. Like,
yeah,
you're getting rid of an infestation at that point.
That was the great thing with Parasite. Like, I finally got Kara to watch it. Cause I mean, she talked about wanting to watch it at some point, but never actually sat down to do it. So I put it on for us and she loved it. And I mean, it's kind of like what they said in there. Like they humans were calling the parasites, but the parasites are actually like, well, you humans are the real parasites to the Earth. And I was like, exactly. Like,
all this stuff is supposed to not be here. We made this stuff be here.
We keep destroying the Earth. We these high and mighty beings who are like, life is precious, and then go out and kill everything. Like, okay.
Yeah, that is also an episode I'd love to do a discussion about if you guys... I don't know if, Matt, you've ever watched it, but...
What, Parasite?
Yeah.
I mean, I can watch it. I have the technology.
Parasite the Maximum. It's on Netflix. It's really easy quick to watch. It's 24 episodes and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think I saw the first episode because, like, it's one of the songs by the people by Hunter, the first opening. They sing a song that's opening for Parasite. I think it's Fear and
Yes, and I love that opening.
Yeah,
like that. That's actually why I put it back on, because I was just like doing, you know, my normal Spotify listenings, and that song came on, and I was like, I'm watching Parasite.
Because I was listening to that song, and then like somebody's like, oh, that's the opening Parasite. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I just love this song, and they're like, oh no, watch it.
Yes, it is fantastic.
And then
it's such a complete story with only 24 episodes. Like, it
does everything you need to.
It really does. Gosh, it's so good. That's a lot. But back to our of holidays. I just want to keep rambling off about Parasite.
Just weird, like, because I can go back to Tokyo Revengers, because they, like, the next arc that they will do for the anime will be the Black Dragon arc, and that is essentially probably the most Christmas I think I've seen in almost any show for anime-wise.
Yeah, like, I feel like Tokyo Revengers really hovers around holidays, which is very interesting for a show about, you know, high school, no, not even
time
school,
traveling gang
school
shit.
Yeah.
Time traveling gang shit. But yeah, like, because the big battle where, okay, this is a spoiler for you guys, but with Baji, that was the Halloween, like, massacre. Mm-hmm. What's the massacre incident? Is it just like
Halloween incident?
Bloody Halloween?
Yeah, there incident. It is.
So, yeah. Also, Jujutsu Kaisen, they had focus around Halloween, didn't they?
Yeah, the Shisui incident is on Halloween. Yeah,
on Halloween, which... that's about to come out too. Or is that coming out this year?
Yes, that should be what comes up next as well.
Gosh, if you guys haven't watched, go watch Jujutsu Kaisen, guys. It's a better Naruto.
It's so awful because, like, yes. It's true.
Like, if you like the aspect,
it's so
but, like,
awful because, yes.
Like, the character setup that Naruto has, but want a better, I guess, not a better, but like a more interesting and like constantly
More interesting group of characters.
Actually, I'm so mad you said that. Like,
you're so mad that it's accurate.
I know I've called Megumi a better Sasuke, but I've never went past that. I've never thought Itadori is Naruto, Nobara, is Sakura.
Demon living inside of him that he cannot control.
And obviously, everyone talks about Gojo and Kakashi, white-haired senseis with masks. But oh my god. Yeah, then I just thought of all of them together, and I was like, yeah, I mean...
He's not wrong.
Everything about it is correct.
Everyone that knows about the demon inside of him wants to kill him.
That's... I didn't correlate those two. That's
My god.
I wonder other than Itadori, he's just not outcasted. I mean, he kind of is, but not like as much as an Naruto.
And I feel like in this instant, Toto would be kind of like Gaara. It was like, he became my best friend.
Because he showed up ready to wreck shit. And then
Gaara came in wanting to wreck shit.
Wow. I'm That's all I have. That's all. But it does. The Shisui incident is around Halloween. So there are a lot of holiday-esque things that happen, and I guess it makes sense because we were just talking about JJK, because obviously that's the best time for cursed energy and cursed, you know, techniques of the world, just all of that in general, because Halloween brings out the fear in people, which is another, you know, thing needed, and your remorse and things needed to bring out more curses. So makes sense for that anime, at least.
Yeah, like, I was just having my notes, like Dr. Stone, like I think it was the end of the first part, like episode 12, or I don't have the episode, but it's like when Senku makes a Christmas tree for everybody on Hall, like he planned it out, because I mean, the nutcase will count the seconds to remember, know what time of the year it is, anytime. It's like, and he has a memory of a calendar for next, like two, like he counted the calendar for 4,000 years in his stone state, which is, oh man. But no, but he brought, like, he brought Christmas to the village, and like when he lit up the tree, he's like, this is what science is. It's science is joy.
Yeah, like, honestly, you talking about him counting like every second while he was like, you know, suspended in animation, you know the amount of focus you gotta have? He has like the opposite of like ADHD. He just has hyper focus on anything he wants. I would kill to have that kind of skill. Like, honestly.
He truly is like a mad scientist.
Because then it becomes true tunnel vision.
Yeah. And I don't know, Senku is honestly a great character. Like, he has a lot of aspects and just his foresight into everything of like how everything's gonna work, what I'm gonna build first. Like, he is truly a genius. Every instance of the word. Like, his planning.
I
was just like, his planning, like, immaculate. Like,
he makes big brain moves, but his body, he can't lift anything to save his life.
That's the funny part about characters like that, man. He's a genius who can do everything, except he has no muscle to do anything.
Okay. That's why you keep those kind of people around you. You keep the strong people around.
It's like, I'll be the brain, you be the muscle.
I mean, hey, Sasuke. But anyway, sorry, we're not going back. We're not going back to that.
We're not gonna go back to Jujutsu Kaisen.
All right, that's not JJK. No. That's Tokyo Revengers. That's
true.
That's time traveling gang shit.
You said that. I was like, that's so accurate. Like saying like four words.
Nani's song is like time traveling gang shit.
Somebody should make a song for that. Somebody hit up Rustage and tell him to make a song about Tokyo Revengers being time traveling gang shit. But what else do you have, Matt?
What else? I was apparently Fairy Tale today, OAV for Christmas time. Like, it's just, when I was doing this is all my, like, to watch list, especially with the holiday coming up. It would at least get me somewhat in the Christmas mood. But Fairy Tale, when doing the research, like, it's just weird, like, when the dates that they come out, because when they release in the United States, they just release them whenever it's most convenient. But for Japan, they, more times than not, it's like this one for Fairy Tale, like, it was, like, in It was in December, like December 12th or December 16th. Yeah. Yep. But like some other of the stuff, like, I mean, I know the Tokyo Revengers, like that whole arc was released from like, it was about a year, but it started, the Black Dragon started in like 2018, September 2018 and finished in 2019. But then like other shows, like the Pokemon, like most of them came out in Japan in October, but then United States in December. The biggest one that was the biggest surprise for me was a Hamtaro Christmas show. Christmas special.
I miss Hamtaro.
I remember that was like a part of like not even my after school routine. Like I remember that show was like, it was like, oh, it comes on at 3 o'clock during the summer, like every day. So I was just like, yeah, this is gonna be like my summer. My summer indulgence. That's childhood right there.
I play the game on my Game Boy all the time as well. The Hamtaro, like it was, oh,
Hamtaro. That was such an adorable show. And at the time, like because I don't know, like it was like, oh, you're still watching cartoons and you're watching about a hamster. It's like, oh no, I don't watch that. It's like, yeah, I do. Yeah, I did. It was.
And there's no shame to my Hamtaro game.
No,
Hamtaro was the best.
But it was weird because, like, I don't know why they didn't, like, especially in the United States, like, they knew, because they came out in Japan on December 24, 2000, and then it came out in the United States, and, like, I think I misput this, but it came out in June. It's like, why is there a Christmas episode in June?
I don't know. I think they don't have the same correlation, just because, you know, I don't even know if it's, like, the Christianity thing, but, like, it's not as big, and, like I said, there's more focus on festivals, so like the, I don't know if New Year's is big in Japan, but
wait,
like,
are you saying it didn't come out, it came out in June in America or in Japan?
In America it came out in June. In Japan it came out on 24th, on so December
20th. Okay.
I'm just confused, unless they did like a Christmas special, like Christmas in June or July kind of thing, but that's just...
I think Bakuto Test did something like that, where it was like a festival, and they were like, you know what? We're going to have like a Christmas booth, because that's what this will, you know, it's a way for their group to raise money. Mm-hmm. So, hey, have it be Christmas in July.
I'm looking at the Hamtaro babes one now. Santa. Oh, yeah. Man.
All of them in like little Christmas thing, Christmas and Santa hats.
Has just such big, sad, happy... hamster eyes.
Did you guys ever want a hamster? Like, I don't think I ever wanted.
No.
Like, I wanted a dog.
Like, what was it?
Hamtaro was super cute.
Did any of you guys have the, like, in school, like, they get to take the hamster home to take it home for the weekend?
No.
No.
We did.
Yeah. Didn't sound like an Asheville thing. It may have been.
I feel like Asheville could have done it, but, like, none of my classes ever had it. I remember I did have like a bring your pet to school day, like a show and tell. And back when I had a turtle. So I was a kid with a turtle and brought him in, or my mom brought him in. And we were at the blacktop and there's this big circle and like you just go to different stations to see everyone's pet. And then I was like, yeah, I got a turtle. Okay. It's my first pet ever. His name's Ed. Because I was obsessed with like Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Oh. And it was like the single D Ed.
Also the dumbest one of the group.
Hey. Ed was a lovable idiot.
Oh, yes, he was. Yes, he was. The man ate the moon, for Christ's sakes. Like, Ed ate the moon. Yes.
I forgot about it. I haven't seen Ed in any forever.
I tried the Ed in any video game, like the one for like GameCube. Played through it. A solid game. Also wanted a Jawbreaker, but definitely hated Jawbreakers when I was a kid. Like,
always thought that they were supposed to be that big. Always was like, Jawbreakers are supposed to be that big, the size of my face. And then when I finally saw a Jawbreaker, and it was like the size of my fist, or like was a kid fist. I was like, man,
that's not like what the cartoons portray it.
This don't break my jaw.
Also, we're gonna have to have an episode. Also, guys, send your comments down below. We're going to have an episode about favorite anime foods, so tell us what some of yours are. Tell us if you like the idea of that episode.
Like, I know Digimon did a special, Christmas special, too.
Yeah, I know in here they're talking, in the list that you probably looked at too, I see the Pokemon one that I haven't seen them.
I haven't seen them. I think I saw them like back when I was little, but it was like, it's such a long memory ago. But like, I know I've seen like the Snorlax Snowman before, like that's, but I just don't, because like they always did like a summer vacation, because it was like right before the Pokemon 2000 movie came out. They did like a summer vacation. But then I remember them doing a Christmas, but I just don't remember any of the episodes.
Your Digimon one was, I just had it. Digimon Adventure Season 2, Episode 38, A Very Digi Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Because it was like they double dip. They did like one with like the Tai and like the first generation, then they went and did like Davis and second generation, I believe. It was like a back-to-back episode.
That's one thing I miss, was just so much about Digimon. I think I was a bigger Digimon than Pokemon person for a while. I had the Digivice and everything.
It's like, I don't know why people didn't like Digimon more, but I guess the appeal of Pokemon was just always there.
For me, it was the fact that you only got one Digimon, where you get like any variety of Pokemon. Also, I don't think I like the fact that Digimon like de-evolved. So like they weren't always strong, and then you had to deal with them while they were in that little blob form.
Yeah.
Like they were annoying as blobs. They always were like, I felt like whiny. But I know that's not true. Not all of them were whiny.
Well, another episode that is, it's not necessarily a holiday episode because it's not really about a holiday or about a festival, but it was Sword Art Online. Mm-hmm. There was the episode after Kirito joined that one guild, and they you know, went on an adventure, and everybody died in that room except for Kirito, which was very sad. When he wanted to bring people back to life, or hope that he could at least bring that one girl back to life, there was a rumor of like going and defeating like Santa Claus, like you get the flower or whatever from defeating Santa Claus. So you do have like Kirito and some other guilds going into a winter wonderland to find Santa and fight Santa. So that's like a Christmas
type. Christmas-ish.
Yeah.
But it was like, because I know in the game, because I looked at that episode, like in the game, it was actually like Christmas time during that, when he had, because it was like a special event on like the floor. But I was really sad, because I think it was just a ploy for if you want to bring back somebody for Santa to attack you, because Santa was very overpowered at the time for the special events for the game.
Yeah, because I think it was like they had to have died within like 30 seconds or something like that in order to bring him back.
I thought it was just a ruse, but it actually did work,
but it had to be like used within like a very quick amount of time for like the person to have quote unquote died for them to come back. Like, so therefore his crew, who all died forever ago, couldn't get brought back because they've been dead for a while, like, you know, hours compared to like 30 seconds. I think 30 seconds is like the max that was allowed.
So. That's sad.
Yeah.
That was a very sad episode. Sword Online should have been so much better than it was. But then, was it? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I know people who are still watching it, even to like whatever it's at this point. And I just, after Gun Guild Online, I couldn't.
Like, I didn't even watch all of Gun Guild Online. Like, I tried, and like, I just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted to, and it just got too far out. Like,
I wish they didn't jump around. I wish they went into like each level more and more. Like, so they spend like the first two episodes on the first dungeon, and like, yeah, people who play the beta, they kind of know what is going on in the game, but like everything got mixed up with the release. And then the next episode, he's on like level 25 already. He's like, well, what happened to all the other levels? Like, it took you guys two episodes to get past level one, but now you guys are on level 25. Like, this is.
He decided to go rogue and become a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Become a better Sasuke.
It's not hard to be a better Sasuke.
Just whatever Sasuke did, just do the opposite.
Pretty much. You have this amazing power in a Rinnegan, and you're not going to use it? Great. Outside of opening up dimensions, aw, fantastic.
Like, the Rinnegan was so overpowered.
And he lost to exactly. A guy with a kunai.
I think I have one more one I want to talk because Gin Tama has a Nekruzan special episodes 200 and 201 where I think he like meets Santa and Rudolph in a bar kind of thing and just goes all Gin Tama esque.
All Gin Tama esque.
I haven't seen any Gin Tama, so I don't know what that means, but Tawan I think has, so you guys might know what
I've seen about. Like the first 10 episodes of Gin Tama. I want to watch it, but I know they just spoof everything, and like I can just imagine him like, because Gin Tama is always making a joke out of everything. So like him coming in, he's like, "Yeah, we're gonna have a Christmas special. Let's have a Christmas party." And then he comes in and like dressed as Santa Claus, and he just has some scheme, but ends up doing something wacky. Like I imagine like Gin. I don't know if you've ever seen Bo 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 Bo.
I've seen the title,
and it makes me laugh.
That's a ridiculous show, but yeah, they. It's like a sketch comedy kind of show, but put into anime is what I would equate it to. But yeah, but I've never talked. Feel free to talk more on the episode, Matt.
I haven't seen more because I've been watching other stuff right now, but that's one of the episodes I've seen that like highly ranked on like Christmas stuff or anime. Is like it's just let's see.
Hey, it's on this list, Gin Tama 30s episode 37, episode 200, 201.
It's like I know, like I've just seen the plot and everything in the show is just stupid funny.
I'm sorry, Matt, they had a Food Wars Christmas episode.
They did this Midnight Summer. I rewatched it and was like, oh, it's just snowing and during summertime, and then they're making food. And they released it in August, too. That's what I want, Christmas show in Christmas time.
That's the thing. You're not really going to get a Christmas show or, you know, episode from anime. You're going to get, like I said, more of a festival type deal, like with My Hero and when they did the Summer Sports Festival or the festival particularly where they made their music group and started singing. Mm-hmm. You know what? Hey,
there are a few. Apparently, Usagi Drop, Bunny Drop, episode 3.5, Dear My Santa Claus, is about preparing for Christmas. So it's possible.
It's possible. It's like more. It's more slice of life that do more. I guess focus around festivals and holidays and the action shows.
You know what show I feel like has like a holiday episode or specifically a Christmas episode that doesn't? You're Lying April. Like I just Same. Feel like it should. Mm-hmm.
Same.
Like, I just feel like it should. There was some, you know, tragic happening where it was snowing and he did something and his mother hit him and then he's like running out in the snow. I really feel like there should be something more related to Christmas with Your Lie in April. I also feel the same way with Erased. I know you haven't seen it, Dom, but like, I just think about when he first went over to that girl's house and it was snowing. Like, that's, I think anything I think of with snow, I associate with Christmas or holiday automatically.
That's what Clannad should have one too. I still haven't seen the second part.
Clannad feels like it should have one. Mm-hmm. I feel like Yuri on Ice, even though I've never seen
I think it does. It was on a list somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yuri on Ice, episode 11. Gotta go supercharge it. Grand Prix final. Also, like, I feel like anytime there's like a sports anime, the Winter High, the Winter Inter High, or the Winter Festival, like, hey, that's the Christmas
holiday.
The holiday Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know,
like you didn't have anything.
December time of year episode.
Wait, say what, Matt?
It's like the Haikyuu didn't have one either, did they? Like, I don't remember seeing the one on the list. But they did because they went from they had the fall tournament and then they almost jumped straight to the spring tournament. I mean, there's the time in between there, but what?
Well, I haven't seen IQ. That's a Yuwon to Wan show. I'll watch it at some point though, because it's got a lot of hype. It's one of the best sport animes ever. So okay, I have to watch it at some point.
Gosh, it is. It's so good. Like, I wouldn't say it's quite Prince of Tennis, but it's up there.
One Punch Man needs to have a holiday episode.
That'd be so funny.
I'd like it'd be hilarious.
CM Punch Santa Claus.
No.
I just want to see like Saitama get like punched, and then he just like Saitama just gets punched, and then he just lands in Santa's sleigh while he's like in the middle of his route. He's like, "What are you doing here?" He's like, "Oh, you are real," and then just like walks off, and then like jumps back into the fight.
I could just see Pretty Prisoner giving himself away as a Christmas present.
Yeah. But I don't imagine Saitama getting punched over to like the North Pole, but I imagine him like ending up on like the naughty list, or he like sits on Santa's lap and he's like, "I want this," and he's like, "I can't have that." He's like, "You've been naughty," and he gets like everyone around him gets something good, and then he ends up with coal, and he's like gets so pissed, kind of like how he was playing that game with
King.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah. Getting hit on the head. He's like, "Ah, yeah."
Got so mad that he destroyed the game.
He's like, "Yeah, okay, cool. I'm gonna get hit you with this hammer."
Can any other episodes, guys?
Nothing on my. I got all what I want to talk about.
Yeah, it's been so long since I've seen a lot of holiday anime episodes, but yeah, I think.
I was trying to find something for One Piece. It was like One Piece had to have like an OAV or something. But no, anytime I did the research for One Piece, Miss Merry Christmas would always pop up. And it'd just be like, that's a mole, not.
That's actually really funny as well, because like One Piece has 1,036 chapters and or 32 chapters, and yet there's not a single holiday episode or chapter.
It was an arc. It was called Drum Island. It's always holiday.
Always.
The whole thing was holiday chapter episodes.
There's a reindeer. There's snow. You can't tell me it wasn't holiday.
You can say every episode after Chopper joins is a holiday episode.
Honestly, it was a shortcoming of Oda not to put Miss Merry Christmas at Drum Island.
You heard it here first, Oda. Yeah. Tawan said, yes, you he said you messed up.
He erased
all of it. Try again.
if I had any gripe about One Piece, is that Miss Merry Christmas wasn't on Drum Island. Only complaint. Otherwise, perfect show.
Perfect show.
9.999 out of 10.
But guys, yeah, definitely tell us your thoughts on some holiday episodes that you enjoy, some of your favorite holiday episodes. Again, we say holiday because everyone has different holidays that they celebrate, and we are 100% behind you on what you choose to celebrate. Speaking of, happy holidays to you. Some holidays have begun, some are coming up. But yeah, we'd love to hear, you know, what episodes you guys have enjoyed. What animes you think need to have them? Does One Piece need to have a holiday episode? You know, things like that.
Santa Luffy would be amazing.
That actually would be great. Yeah. I would actually enjoy that a lot.
Like, that would be good.
And then he's in the sleigh with Usopp, and then Chopper's the only reindeer on the pulling the sleigh. He's like, "Why am I the only one?"
But the sleigh was built by the reindeer.
I could also see like Luffy going down a chimney, and then like there's milk and cookies. He's like, "Actually, I want meat."
Yep.
He's just like, "Leave me meat." And I don't want cookies.
In somebody's kitchen, just screaming meat.
Meat.
Where's the meat?
Yeah, and then Sanji could be making like a holiday like dinner, so he has like turkey and all that good jazz.
It's his struggle of just trying to get everything all together, timed perfectly for the feast.
Zoro's in the kitchen drinking like a ton of eggnog, getting like sloshed.
That's what my boy would be doing, drinking it up. Yeah, but it was a fun holiday episode, guys. Obviously not a ton of holiday episodes in anime that have released, at least of the ones that we've all seen. Again, some of your slice of life would have some. We don't watch too many slice of lives in some of the older animes. But I enjoy talking about this. I look forward to the upcoming holiday. And any last words, fellas?
Stay happy and healthy, and stay hungry, my friends.
Peace.
Peace.